after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Hooligans. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here today. Got a lot to get into. Man, the next 4 days or nights or whatever, you've got Nuggets tonight for the season opener. You've got on Thursday night the Broncos-Browns game, which suddenly that becomes really interesting for old Victor. On Friday night, you have the Rams playing Utah State. That'll be interesting. Saturday, of course, you'll have your UNC CU games. So, boy, buckle up. It's going to be a fun show today. It's also going to be a weird show today. We are, it's official. Colfax a million. The Colby Jack Cheese, the Colster, the man, this is his last day as my wonderful producer. And we've had some moments over the, 4 years? Is it four or five? Is it four?
4 years. It's 2017.
2017.
August.
Man, that was right around the time we made the transition to the whole show, I think, right around that time. Because I was in Columbus, Ohio when I found out that I was going to be needing a new producer. And I met Colfax at Bricks. Well, so full disclosure, let's just get into it. I was doing Brew Talk at the time. And Colfax, that was the Pint Magazine. You had created this awesome publication called the Pint Magazine. And I was like, this is perfect. You're writing stories about breweries in northern Colorado and about beer. And it was all you doing this. And so I had reached out to Colfax to try to do some segments on Brew Talk. And we were good. You were about ready to do it. And then you were like, it's so much freaking work. It was so much. Print it and hand it out and do all that stuff. It was just you. So that's how I got to know Colfax. And then when I needed a new producer, for some reason, I was like, I have no idea if this guy knows sports or anything or radio, but I'm going to give him a call. We went down to Bricks. I think it was when I almost screwed Bricks over, when I thought you had personality.
Well, because I was working at Bricks because I wasn't making any money publishing a magazine, as you could imagine. So I was working at Bricks, and then that's where we met. And, you had a meeting with...
I had a meeting with some guy.
What was his name?
High Country Beverage guy, right? And I said, hey, don't worry about it. I'll get your tab. I got up, went to the bathroom, and left. And it was your voicemail. I think you left a voicemail.
Did I?
I think so. And it was kind of just like, I don't know. And I was like, you know what? So then anyway, a couple weeks go by. I needed a new producer. Sat down with Colbs. First thing I said was, you look like Will Arnett, dude. And then that was kind of but man, we've had a lot of fun. We transitioned to the whole show kind of around that time, like I said. And that transition has been really good for the program. We have won a Colorado Broadcasters Association Award for Best Show. We came in second two of the last 3 years. So in a major market, in a major radio market. So the program continues to rock and roll. We do appreciate all the Hooligans. But we kind of have a little montage of some of the stupid things that we've done over the years. Let's get to it. I still need a good nickname for you. I don't like just calling you Cole. I don't feel right about it. I just don't feel good about it. It's something that I'm not comfortable with. You went to the Demolition Derby thing. How was that? I wanted to pick your brain about that.
I can't see why this isn't the future of all sport.
Something unpredictable. Yeah, let's get to the cool fact of the day. Caller up on the hotline presented by Advantage Bank. Who are we talking to here?
Yeah. Hey, it's cool fact.
Cole, what's going on?
Hey, from can the you roof. Hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on?
One of our legendary Hooligans just dropped by, and he actually hooked me up with some water, food, umbrella. Dixon, actually. He was very nice. And yeah, I've kind of decided I just kind of like being out here. I just like being out here. Something unpredictable, but in the
end it's right. That's good, man. That is the Colfact of the day. So full disclosure, we're going to open up the curtains a little bit today. Colfax hated the Colfact of the day. And I thought, here's a great way to get you involved in the show, get you going, get you on the air and stuff. And so we would come up with a Colfact. It was a sports stat or whatever. And you hated it. It was just not, we did it for a couple of weeks. And then
yeah,
that was it.
It was kind of hard to find it, actually, going back through.
That was early.
Yeah.
That was early in the process,
first couple,
man.
First month or two.
Yeah, yeah. That was, those were the days. And then the roof, which again, man. Dixon still, I'm sure wherever you go, Dixon will still be like, dude, why the hell are you not on the roof?
I know.
Where
I know.
Are you, man? He will find you. You move to wherever someday, he will find you and be like, dude, you're not on the roof. What's going on? Yeah, this is, it'll be tough, but you've got some great things going. You're going to be in the Denver market and doing, you're going to be up early. You're going to be doing the morning show.
Super early.
Super early, but.
So we'll see how that goes, but.
With our friends at KOA.
Yep.
Which is awesome, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And yeah, but you're still going to, are you kind of staying in the area for a while, right? Are you going to be a Denverite at some, are you going to actually take Colfax sometimes, which I don't know where that would work, but. That would be
crazy.
Probably
stay off Colfax for
now. Yeah, probably stay off of it for now.
Yeah, I'll definitely be commuting for a while, sticking around the area. So I'm sure I'll be frequenting really downtown on the weekends.
You'll have to pop in. And, of course, those that are wondering, Angel, who we've heard, who's done a great job here so far. We'll see how he does. Is taking over. He does NoCo now, but he'll be jumping on the whole show as well. And then for the most of the semester, we'll get, because he's still going to UNC. He's still a young buck. Michael will do a show or two a week, too. So that'll be just wonderful. I'm sure that we'll get into many fights through that part. But it's been great, Colbs. You know, we've done a lot of really cool things over these years. Remotes have been hilarious. Every remote I do, people are like, are you Colfax? I mean, no, I put the hole in the whole show, I guess. But that's fine. It's just how it goes. Recently at the, was it March Madness deal? Two people look at it was like Wiggins, are good friends of ours, but they showed up and they come. I mean, they knew me from the show, never really saw me, and they walk right up to Colfax, shake your hand. You're like, "Are you Brady? Are you the whole show guy? Are you the guy?" And we start cracking up because, like, no matter where we go, that's what happens.
It gets mixed up.
It gets mixed up. Our text line, our First Advantage text line, is 888-530-0043. That was great, man. Just going back through some of that stuff, you know, and when you first started and every, I mean,
there was so much.
It was crazy.
Obviously you can't fit it into,
you can't fit it all. Well, we did a lot of things.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we do a show every single day, 2 hours a day, every single day
for 4 years.
So you're bound to have things that hit. Yeah. I mean, you remember the shark thing?
Yeah.
Hooligans did not appreciate that for some reason. I was really into Shark Week. So
shark
I was
week.
Comparing sharks to, NFL defensive lineman. And that was fun.
It made sense,
man. Dixon says, just tuned in. Very sad day. Gonna miss you, Colfax. Good luck from the arch nemesis.
Thanks,
the arch nemesis of the show. Who hates me, but still, I think, has a soft spot for Colfax overall. Noob says, good luck, Colfax.
Well, thank you, guys.
You will do great. Noob, I wonder if they'll text into the... No, you do not leave us, Hooligans.
No.
You're not allowed to leave us. I'll bet, Colfax, you won't be able to get away with talking about the Den on that morning show. That's going to be gut feeling. But you could bring it in and see what happens. But
I might lose my... Maybe, Hooligans, maybe don't text into the new show.
Maybe don't embarrass...
I lose my job over
Don't
now.
Embarrass Colfax. Bad things could happen. Yeah. No. If you guys want to send out, you know, shout out, this is it. This is the last day. You know, Angel will be in tomorrow. We're going to keep going on with the Thursday night special. I believe we bought the rights officially from you. Is that right? On the musical rights to use?
Oh, yeah. The album I put out?
The album you put out. You're going to allow the show to continue to use.
Yeah. I mean, there was a nice kind of settlement reach there,
okay.
I think.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
So I think we'll make it. You guys can have full rights.
You got the KFK lawyers and talk to them and everything. Okay. Because we got them on retainer.
Yeah.
There's like a team of them.
And I know everyone's curious. It is like $1 million plus.
Yeah.
Deal.
Well, obviously. I mean,
I'm not going to tell you more than that.
Here you go. Look, Eastside Chris. Bummer about Colfax. Who will give us It's Thursday? Send him to the roof for one last time. So there you can see people are freaking out. What about Thursday night special? We're still going to keep it.
Still doing it.
We got the right. Like I said, we got the KFK lawyers involved.
Yeah.
So once you get that, we can get that figured out pretty quickly. It's going to be good, dude. I mean, we've done a lot of kooky things. Is it what you expected it to be when you first signed on for the show? I think we were 11. We were 11 to 1 at that time,
we
right?
We were. No, it's not. I didn't know what to expect. I think I can tell everybody this now, I guess. But when you hired me,
mm-hmm.
you're like, so do you like sports? I'm like, no.
Not a big sports guy.
Any radio experience? Nope.
Nope.
can you do anything? Not really, but I'll give it a shot.
I said, you know what? That's fine with me.
It'll work. It'll work.
Because, you know, we're gonna make it work. You had a personality. Because I do have a rather... I'm not a very quiet guy. I'm kind of loud and goofy, and I do act strange once I get in the studio. And you're pretty buttoned up for the most part, you know, and that kind of works. That worked with the show. So I was looking for somebody like that, and it just fit. It just fit. You know, it worked. So Dixon says, yeah, what the hell about the Thursday Night Special? Yeah, it's okay.
Sticking around.
I did ask Angel if he has any singing abilities, and he did not seem happy about the question.
No?
So, who knows? He may survive.
I'll give him some voice lessons here.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, you've got this morning show gig, but I'm guessing you're going to start doing the singing thing full time.
You know.
Dixon wants to know if you can call in on Thursdays and actually sing live. Could you do it live? Yeah.
That's a possibility.
Oh, that's definitely a possibility. I was just cracking a cold fact. I love that. Bummer about Colfax leaving. What? Colfax or the actual Colfax? Colfax.
Those have been gone for a while.
That we did. Yeah, I think that was like the first month or so. And then you were just like, dude, I hate these. These are terrible. And so we quit doing those.
My facts were pretty lame. I'm not going to lie. LeBron James had 53
rebounds.
LeBron
James had some points last night. Holy crap. That was fantastic. But you're going to carry with the sports knowledge that you have. I mean, you're going to follow the Nuggets, right? You got Nuggets
absolutely.
Starting tonight, man.
Absolutely.
Joker is pissed at this team. He is like, we suck right now. We're not running any plays. We're just running all over the place. We are going to get our kicked by Phoenix. That's what he said. Is the Bleacher Report comes out with a picture, with a drawing of all these players. It's Giannis Antetokounmpo sitting on his throne, and it says, the chase for the title is on. And it has, like, Kevin Durant, all these guys. And they're all, like, reaching toward the championship trophy. No Nikola Jokic. I just don't understand this. It's crazy. The disrespect continues. 17 minutes after the hour. Noob, Colfax, you have a lifetime pass to the Den. Just drop Brady's name. I'm sure we have given that place way more business than we ever anticipated. I don't know how the Den started, how that became a thing, but it did. Mysterio, all good things must come to an end. Just saw the pictures Brady put on Facebook. Maybe a haircut is in need before the venture starts. Was your hair long?
Was it?
Let me look.
To be honest, I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to need a haircut, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that's why are you...
it's getting older. Time is passing.
You didn't... it wasn't long.
Was it shaggy? It might have been a little shaggy.
Kinda. I don't think so. I got the one on the roof. That's great.
Do I get to keep that sign?
Yeah, you could keep that sign. That's
it's not like the Stanley Cup.
I mean, it's a pretty good... We had an intern make that sign.
Yeah.
She was way more talented than any of us, and she made it. And we're like, we're keeping it. Colfax had to hang it in his office, and then COVID hit, so you had no chance of redeeming yourself. So you had to hang it in your office for 2 years, and then you lost last year. So it's still hanging in the office for 3 years, pretty much since you started doing the show, say, for 1 year.
Wow.
That's how long ago that was. This is worse than Frasier and Roz splitting up. I don't know the connection. I know Frasier was a radio guy. Was that his producer? Was Roz his producer? Because Frasier is based on a radio show.
Wasn't it based on Cheers?
Yeah, it was a spinoff. Because he was the guy that drank at the beer, but he was very philosophical. And then he got a radio show. And then the show was about him. But he's a radio host. I never really took to Frasier.
Nah.
Too smart for me. You know me. Yeah. we've had some great times, man. So shoot us text today. First Advantage text 888-530-0043. I got some tweets and Facebook stuff, too. Our friend Ellison Hubbard just shot out a text, too, and said, farewell, Colfax. So Ellison's a great guy. He's in the transfer portal. He is looking for big things as well. This is essentially the radio transfer portal. Colfax, I was Adazio in this sense, and I was mean to you, and you don't like me anymore, so you've entered the transfer portal. No, that's not exactly how any of it went down. Bama Bear, best of luck to you, Cole. The whole show now is in the arms of the angel. Wish us all luck. It could be a bumpy ride for, well, for, I feel bad for Angel, to be honest, because you put up with it. You got, you became accustomed to it. And now Angel has to get used to this wacky, whatever the hell happens on this show every single day.
It's you never know what's going to happen here. That's for sure.
Never know what's going to happen. So, Lawnster, we're expecting a call any minute. And, you know, Mike Brohard, can you please call today? Because Mike Brohard at CSU, he's with CSURams.com, just absolutely loves Colfax. Just like, because he filled in one day, and you guys became like best friends. And every time I see him, he's like, the hell with you, Brady. How's Colfax, man? How's Cole? What's Cole been up to? I'm like, he's been producing the show. Outside of that, I don't know what he's doing. So, Brohard, if you could call and say goodbye or something, that would be great. Lawnster, we'll get that. One last lunch with Lonnie, perhaps, for Colfax. 21 minutes after the hour. We're getting Zach Stevens on the show today, coming up next. But first, let's take a break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. It is the final whole show Colfax program. So, get your texts in. Say your goodbyes. We'll be right back.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Ward from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Welcome back to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. It is a crazy busy Wednesday. We have nuggets to get to. Of course, Chris Dempsey will join the show. We're talking about endings for Colfax. We got a new beginning with Chris. We haven't had Chris on in forever. So we're excited to get Chris Dempsey back on the show, efforting Zach Stevens at this point of DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider. And we don't even need to get to it, but the big story of the day presented by FMS Bank is the fact that Baker Mayfield is out. So what does this mean? The pressure is back, like, realistically big time on the Broncos, on Vic Fangio. The Browns are without Chubb, Hunt, Baker, and this is fitting because this is Colfax's last show, and when Case Keenum was picked up by the Broncos a few years back, Colfax said on this show, I think Case Keenum is going to exceed everybody's expectations. I think he's going to be a really good quarterback, and of course, that was one of Colfax's fails on that side, but it's fitting that you would be leaving the whole show, and your boy, Case Keenum, is going to be playing the Broncos tomorrow. So there we go. Zach Stevens joining us, our Broncos insider. Zach, it's my producer's last day. I'm losing Colfax, so it's kind of an emotional one for us today. Hopefully the Broncos can make us feel better and win tomorrow.
No, man, everything's pointing in the direction to be sending him off on a good note, because Brady, not only do the Cleveland Browns not have their quarterback, not only do they not have their two star running backs, they don't have an offensive line. They don't have their leading tackler on defense. Brady, the Broncos couldn't have gotten better breaks playing the Cleveland Browns this week.
But, Zach, doesn't it feel like, all right, last week we're going, the Raiders just moved. They moved on. Gruden resigned from the Raiders. Oh, this is setting up beautifully for the Broncos to beat them. But then there was that little voice in the back of our heads that says, yeah, but they could also, they could rally. They could rally around this whole thing as a team. There's this part of me now that's going, all those things, and that Case Keenum phrase is popping out. Case Keenum has the chance to end a coach's career, maybe, that is a Bronco. Wouldn't Case Keenum absolutely love to end a Broncos career?
Oh, certainly he would. He would love to. Now, he was really the one that got the better end of the deal being in Denver. He got the $25 million.
True.
He didn't have to worry about the winning record. He got to leave. But, of course, Case Keenum would love that. And Brady, there's a huge question mark with who the Broncos' starting quarterback is going to be as well, with Teddy Bridgewater injured. And unfortunately, this is the truth that people don't want to hear. Statistically, Case Keenum is a better quarterback than Drew Lock. And so if it is Drew Lock, while all the jokes will be about Case Keenum, I wouldn't be so quick to say that the Cleveland Browns have the better quarterback if Drew Lock is the one that has to start, because statistically, Case Keenum, since Drew has entered the league, has actually been a better quarterback than Drew.
Wow. All right, so let's talk about that side of it, Zach. We all saw, we're seeing all the videos, and were you there, Zach? I mean, Teddy talking to you guys, and then he steps off the podium. He looks like he is in some pretty serious pain.
Oh, some big-time pain, Brady. And, yes, I was there and got to see it. When he walked to practice, which he had to walk across practice fields in order to get there, he had a significant limp. Then he came back, he had a significant limp. When he stood up on the podium, and when I mean stood up on the podium, I'm talking about taking one step, that's about half a foot, it was very difficult for him to do that, and he even made a joke about just how difficult that was. And then when he was getting off the podium, he joked and said, I want to make sure all the cameras are off before I have to step down, because it was that bad of a limp. And Brady, we're talking about, that's a guy who is kind of trending backwards from the way he was on Sunday. He did not have a limp on Sunday. Then on Tuesday, he has a significant limp. And now he has to turn around and play in just 48 hours from when we saw that limp. Brady, to me, he is as questionable as you could be. And right now, man, I know you can shoot it up and make it so he doesn't have much pain, but Teddy Bridgewater is not going to be anywhere close to 100% if he has to play. And Teddy Bridgewater needs that mobility with the way the Broncos' offensive line has been playing. So right now, I'd probably give the nod to Drew Lock being the Broncos' starting quarterback. Now, the Broncos, if Teddy's able to go, they're clearly going to make him the guy. Pat Shurmur made that clear. Vic Fangio made that clear. But Teddy Bridgewater was the most uncertain person that we talked to yesterday about him being able to play. And I'll tell you what, Brady, this is a game where if Drew Lock plays and doesn't do well, well, what was Pat Shurmur supposed to do? You know, this may actually be a good thing for Pat Shurmur if Drew Lock plays, because if Drew Lock plays well, then that looks great for Pat Shurmur. If Drew Lock doesn't play well, and the Broncos lose, Pat Shurmur may save his job because Drew started and played, as opposed to if Teddy played and they lost. Because Pat will say, look, I have to deal with a backup quarterback. Just give me more time with the starter in a couple of weeks.
Boy, this is all so crazy, isn't it? I mean, Drew Lock, if you think, and I don't know what the season looks like, because it does kind of feel that tweener year before the new ownership takes over. But there's a lot of Broncos fans out there that believe if Vic loses this one or Pat Shurmur, that one of those guys, this would be the week to do it, because it's a long week after Thursday to get ready for the following weekend. So this would be the week to do it. Wouldn't that be something if Drew Lock, the guy that was demoted by this coaching staff, leads this team to a colossal win and essentially saves their job for at least even the season? I mean, this, you can't write better stuff. I mean, you can write pretty damn good, Zach, but you can't write much better than this.
No, you wouldn't be able to script that, that's for sure. And man, that really would be something, Brady. And then, you know, the conversation is really going to be bubbling for the next 10 days heading into that Washington football game, just about who the starting quarterback should be. But I really don't think there's anything Drew Lock can do to change the coach's mind that Teddy Bridgewater still gives them the best chance to win. Look, Brady, I think the Broncos make a change at their offensive coordinator before they willingly make a change at their quarterback position. So that's just how committed I think Vic Fangio is to Teddy Bridgewater. And that's why I think where you and I may say maybe an 80% Teddy Bridgewater, they should play Drew Lock. But I think the coaches are going to say, hey, it's 60%. We'd still rather have Teddy Bridgewater at 60% than Drew Lock. And that was the feeling I was getting yesterday. But, Brady, I'll tell you what, I've never seen a guy with this big of a limp on 2 days before the game go out and actually play that game.
Well, and the other thing is how many times he got hit. If you're Drew Lock, are you looking at that and looking at Teddy going, you know what, I'm all right. I'm going to sit this out. I'll be fine. Why don't you go with Teddy?
Right, exactly. Now, Drew obviously wants every opportunity he can get, but here is the tough thing about it, Brady. And one of the things that I can't get over was just 2 weeks ago when Drew Lock had to come in the second half and he did not look good. He talked after the game about how tough it is to be a backup quarterback and not get any reps during the week in order to then go out and have to play. Well, you know what? He's not getting any reps this week either because the Broncos don't have a true practice. So that's what scares me, is if they have to go to Drew Lock, isn't just returning to a backup, but you're turning to a backup who just 2 weeks ago told you that he's not comfortable yet in the backup role in terms of not being able to get reps throughout the week and having to go out and play. And that's the exact situation that he would be put in this week. And I asked Vic about it yesterday, even though it's just a walkthrough. Is Drew getting some snaps? And Vic really downplayed it. He said it's just a walkthrough, so the snaps that he's getting don't really matter. So that's a really tough spot for the Broncos to be. Where on the flip side, I think Case Keenum has really accepted his role since leaving Denver as being the backup. And it was pretty clear that Case Keenum is a career backup, but he's accepted that. And he may be better suited for that as opposed to Drew this week. So if it is Drew, man, that takes a lot from the Broncos away about everything that's going for them and makes it a little more even in my mind.
I mean, this is crazy, Zach. We're Sunday, we're just like, hey, this is bad. I don't see how in the world they're going to beat the Browns. Then you hear all the Browns stories of the injuries. We knew about the run. I mean, they rely heavily on their run game. And then when you see Baker's been dealing with injuries, with that injury all season. So you felt like it was a matter of time. But then you start looking at all the injuries the Broncos have sustained. I mean, both inside linebackers out for the season. And that one's a huge blow, not just the quarterback side, but then when you hear the news about Alexander Johnson.
Yeah, exactly. It's a huge blow, and especially going up against this Browns team. Now, the Broncos are really lucky that the Browns aren't going to have Nick Chubb or Kareem Hunt for this game. But this kind of the way the Browns run the ball kind of reminds me of the Mike Shanahan era with the Broncos, and the Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt combination is kind of like the Terrell Davis and the superstar running back to go in a superstar system with the superstar offensive line. It looks fantastic, and that's why the Browns are the best rushing team outside of Derrick Henry in the NFL. But then what happened when Terrell Davis wasn't on the Broncos anymore? Well, the Broncos were able to pretty much plug and play any running back and have a ton of success because they still had a superstar running scheme. Even though they didn't really have the superstar offensive line at times, they were still able to have success. That's why I'm concerned about D'Ernest Johnson. That's who's going to be the starting running back for the Cleveland Browns. And I'm not scared of him because of his skill set. I'm scared because they still have that superstar scheme that Kevin Stefanski's running out there in Cleveland. But they don't have the offensive line. I mean, they didn't have both of their starting tackles last week. Neither of them have practiced this week. Their starting center, J.C. Treader, he hasn't practiced this week. So it's not crazy to say that they could be without 60% of their offensive line. And boy, we know the comments Von Miller made yesterday, and I'm sure we're going to talk about that, but that just, it makes it set up so Von can have a huge game this week.
Zach, that comment that he made, basically saying, hey, I don't know who the right tackle is, but I'm going to kill him. You know what that comment reminded me of? Was a couple of years ago, and I don't know if this was under Vance Joseph, it might have been Vic, you would better know, is when they were getting ready to play Arizona. And that was the infamous Von. Yeah, and that was the infamous Von Miller. We're going to kick their, you know what? And they did. They came out. Colfax is going to see if we even have it anymore. They came out, ripped Arizona to pieces in that game. So on the positive side, you hear that comment and you go, I wonder if this game's setting up to be a lot like that game.
Yes, and the similarities are striking between those two games. Both were a Thursday night game. Both. We're going up against teams with very big questions at quarterback. I mean, they had Josh Rosen playing, who was not very good. That was also week 7, the exact same situation the Broncos are in right now. And then Von Miller not only guaranteed that he was going to have a good game, he guaranteed the Broncos were going to win that game, and they did both of those. Von had five quarterback hits. He had 2 sacks. He had a forced fumble recovery. He had another tackle for a loss. He was a beast in that game, and the Broncos were a beast in that game. They had 2 pick sixes in that game. Emmanuel Sanders threw a touchdown pass. DeMarcus Walker had a forced fumble. It was an incredible game for the Broncos. Now, the difference is Von Miller did not guarantee a win this time. He wanted to put all of the pressure on himself by guaranteeing himself a great game. He said he's going to have a couple of sacks. And Brady, I got to say, this may be the easiest game for Von Miller to do that, going up against the backup quarterback that he knows in Case Keenum. He knows his tendencies. He went up against him for a full training camp. And then on top of that, going up against a backup offensive line. So what Von said on the surface seems so bold and get ready to get the guys fired up, but he did not guarantee a win. And he also did it against a team where he really should dominate. And Von Miller dominated the first three games of the Broncos season, won AFC Defensive Player of the Month in September, and this is an easier game for him.
Has this game shifted then? Because after the loss to the Raiders, you're going, wow, this is going to be a bloodbath against Cleveland. Well, all the injuries, everything leading up to it, you're saying Vaughn should have pressure on him. He should tear it up. Vic Fangio's certainly feeling the pressure. Whoever that quarterback is, the offensive line. So, Zach, has your expectations, have they switched? Do you expect the Broncos to win tomorrow night?
Big time. They have drastically shifted. And just on Saturday, before the Broncos lost to the Raiders in Vegas, the Broncos were a 6-point underdog for this game. Now it's getting very close to even, and that's exactly how I feel in this game. 6 points is a pretty big underdog, according to the odds makers. And that's what I thought. I thought this was going to be an extremely tough game if the Browns were healthy. And that's a huge if, because the Browns are nowhere close to healthy. And Brady, I think it comes down to who the Broncos' starting quarterback is. Because if you look throughout the season, when the Broncos have had the better quarterback and coach combination, they've won. Those first three games, I'll take Vic Fangio and Teddy Bridgewater over what those other three teams had at that time. A second week and third week rookies in Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson and a Daniel Jones. And the Broncos won those games. They had the better head coach and quarterback combination. The next 3 weeks, they did not have the better head coach and quarterback combination. They lost all of those games. And then so I look at this game against the Browns and I say, who has the better head coach? Right now I go with Kevin Stefanski, so I give that to the Cleveland Browns. Who has the better quarterback? Even though it's Case Keenum, he has better stats than Drew Lock, and because they have the better head coach, I give the slight edge to the Browns there. So if Drew Lock starts, I hate to say it, but I still think the Browns get this one, especially Broncos having to go on to the road on a Thursday night game. That's the toughest game any team can play, especially with the backup quarterback. But if it's Teddy Bridgewater as the starting quarterback, I do think the Broncos win, because then they'll have the better quarterback, and the quarterback is more important than the coach. So I really think it comes down to that decision, which we'll find out probably not until tomorrow.
Zach, last pair of questions here for you. The two units that looked pretty good and we thought were going to be pretty good in the offseason, the offensive line and really just the overall defensive side. I mean, the highest paid secondary in the league, much has been said about that. Talk to us about what is going wrong and what you're hearing in the locker room. Let's talk about the defensive side of the ball first.
Yeah, I mean, the defense, what's crazy is it really comes down to communication and guys just not doing their assignments. And that's been made very clear by Vic Fangio. He's put this on the players and then the coaches. What he emphasized this week was the player essentially, and I'm paraphrasing here, but essentially the players just aren't filling their assignments well enough. And we as coaches, if they continue to do that, then we need to change it to make it easier and fit them. So he's really putting it on the players first. And Justin Simmons has really talked to us about just how the communication has been off, which is just so crazy that the communication is off with this veteran defense. I know there's new players there, but there's been new players the past couple of years, and they have not had anywhere close to these issues. So we know the talent's there. But we're in week 7 right now. When are they going to get this figured out, especially because it seemed like they figured it out the first couple of weeks, and then it's just fallen apart these last few weeks. And if they don't get it figured out tomorrow, Brady, I don't know when they're going to get it figured out. And then on the offensive side, the offensive line, man, has been an incredible disappointment. And you can start with the highest paid guy on that offensive line. Garrett Bowles has been a disappointment. Then the interior of the offensive line, you can make a case that the Broncos have a completely new interior of the offensive line next year just because of how underwhelming all three of those guys have been. The best guy has been Bobby Massey. I mean, that's the guy who we've talked about the least. Is your right tackle. That's really a one-year stopgap. That's really unfortunate for the Broncos.
Yeah, it's a tough spot. And again, a lot can be cured if they find a way to win. And then you have this long break until your next game. So we'll see, man. This is going to be very, very interesting. And I said I had no more questions for you. How about the Halloween party? Is that still happening, Von Miller's Halloween party this weekend?
I got to think that one is canceled for this season. Von put that on hold after the Chad Kelly stuff a couple of years ago.
Oh, boy. All right, my friend Zach, appreciate you as always. We'll be looking out for you. What is it, Wednesday? We'll still probably try to see if we can get you on Friday to maybe talk about the aftermath of hopefully a win.
Oh, boy, man. The aftermath of a win would be fun going into this weekend. After a loss, Brady, we could be talking about a lot more than just one game.
We sure could, my friend. Who better to do it with than you? All right, man. We'll talk to you Friday.
Right on, Brady. Thanks for having me on.
Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Well past due for a break here, 43 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out of here real fast and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
I want to thank Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Our website is mosierfuneralservice.com, M-O-S-E-R, funeralservice.com. Give Scott Robin or a member of their wonderful staff a call today. They're great people, and they're really helping you through the toughest time possible. Talk about pre-planning. It's an amazing gift. Live well, but plan ahead. 970-330-6824. Let's read a couple of texts. Eastside Chris, please see my earlier text. Brady just got a hold of a draft from reliable sources regarding Fangio's pregame speech tomorrow night. It reads, "Men, I've only got one thing to say. Please, fellas, don't get me fired tonight. Now let's go out and win one for the Gipper." Probably, I guess, yes, probably. Dixon saying, "Brady, the biggest thing is they need to come out of Thursday's game healthy because the Halloween party is this Monday night." Although he just followed up with that text. I actually heard the party is actually happening Monday night. I don't know. I don't care. It's a party. They're grown-ass men. They can party. They can dress up as Captain Kirk if they want to. Just don't show up and get so freaking messed up that you're going to walk around dressed as a cowboy and end up in somebody else's apartment. That's you. You're a grown man. You go to a party. You're responsible for yourself. Sorry. I have no problem with the party, win or lose. I really don't. You're a team. You can still live life even when you lose games. But just don't do what Urban Meyer did. That's different. That's different. Plus, you're not the coach. Now, do I want to see Vic Fangio out there dancing it up in the stage? No, I want Vic Fangio home at the lab watching film, making meatballs like he does, and watching film. That was one of the best videos I've ever seen, was him showing us how to make meatballs perfectly. Like, that made me like Vic. I want to like Vic so badly. It's just, it ain't working. It just, tomorrow night is, again, we keep saying must win. Eventually this wears out. Your quarterback is out. Their quarterback is out. Excuse me. It's Colfax's guy, Case Keenum. He might be doing this for you, Colfax. B-Rad just texted in. Wait, what? What's going on? Ah, he got it now, though. You will be missed, Colfax. Thanks for everything.
I'm still here.
Oh, yeah.
For right now.
For right now. For another hour and 10 minutes.
Oh.
Oh. That was Steve Targaryen. Must be related to one of the Game of Thrones.
Is that a reference to that?
I'm guessing so. Okay. Targaryen.
Steve, huh?
Steve. I don't think that any of them are named Steve. They're like Melisandre and John, I guess. There was a John.
That's true.
There was John, but most of them were like, guadagadabadaba. I don't know. Rubbish. Who says rubbish? Zach, I guess the Game of Thrones character. Zach should be sacked. Zach Stevens for picking against the Broncos. He picked the Broncos to win if Teddy's playing. Did you see the video of Teddy? He looks like he's just in excruciating pain. He's on the podium. He's like, don't film me. Then he gets off and he's hurting. I think it would be a bad coaching. But then again, I'm not expecting Vic to make the right coaching decision. He's been making the wrong ones all season. So let's put a guy with two flat tires out there that just got annihilated Sunday. No, you let him rest. Because even if you go 3-4, theoretically, You still have an entire season in front of you. 51 minutes after the hour. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is available to wholeshow.com. Over or under 47.5 wins for the Nuggets this season? Over or under? Go to wholeshow.com to vote. We got Nuggets, Suns, two freaking night. I am so excited for this one. It's redemption time. We'll talk about it more. We got Chris Dempsey coming up in the second hour. Let's take a short break. It's the Whole Show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Prep sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I always have to play that Pearl Jam song, and now it's just stuck in my head from that last segment. And I don't know the words. Do you know the words to that song?
Nobody does.
I don't even think there are words to that song. That's like the only, something's on the table. Something's on the table. Supper's on the table, maybe?
Even flow. That's
yeah,
part of the
even
words,
flow,
right?
Got that. That's about it. That's like three words there that I get of that song. If you can name like four words from that song, I'm officially giving away. We got this disinfectant spray in here, citrusy, actually, ooh, in the studio to probably combat the COVID.
Something.
But it's in here, so we'll give that away. If you can name, without looking it up, Hulligans, can I trust you not to look it up? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Over under 47.5 wins, full season, 82 games now. We're not at that 72 spot anymore. Over or under 47.5 wins for the Nuggets this season? You know, there's people on Twitter that are anti-Nuggets, and they're trolls. They're trolls, I'm finding, in the area. And they're mad because we're mad that Joker's not put on the posters and all this stuff. Like, Bleacher Report came out with that picture. No Joker, no Nikola Jokic. I'm seeing tons of different ESPN commercials. No Joker. Why wouldn't we be mad? I don't think it sounds like sour grapes. Why wouldn't we be mad? He's the league MVP. Does that award mean nothing? Because if Kevin Durant was league MVP, we'd be going crazy. If Luka was the MVP, we'd be going crazy. They announced Giannis Antetokounmpo not as the finals MVP. They did say that, but they also said league MVP. They announced him as the league MVP last night. They don't, like, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely insane. Do want to tell you guys about what's going on. Speaking of my blood getting going here, getting pumping, Rev Chiropractic, you guys know I go there. They got a blood drive that they're hosting on at their office on Monday, October 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's a link you can go to that's going to be on their website if you want to check that out. I just want to get that information out there. Rev Chiropractic, man, I went there this morning. Feel 10 times better than I did before I went. And when you do stop by, tell them we sent you here from the Whole Show. Powered by PDC Energy, second hour coming up next.